Yeah, they recorded me back in. Some say she did something. She was able to get me in.
Okay, go ahead and broadcast your show. See what happens.
All right. Inshallah.
Okay.
Who are
you talking to?
I was talking to someone else.
Huh?
Just say yeah. What now? Who was I talking?
Yeah, I heard.
Hakeem was my guest. Yeah, Imam Hakeem was my guest tonight.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm back in here now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's on both calls. Oh yeah, he's calling now.
I'm just so, I don't know what to, I'm just so.
Don't get frustrated, girl. Just call and call. I mean,
okay.
It's just one of those things that happens.
Okay.
So I'm going to go out and let you and him talk. And I'm gonna...
Okay. All right. Okay. So I got an hour, you say? Latifa. Abdul, Latifah,
yes.
Where you at?
I just opened my mic. So you want to get him? I'm closing my mic.
I'm trying to work with two lines. I don't know which one you on. Let me see. So you must be on this. You couldn't be on this line yet, could you? Let me see.
No, I opened my own mic, so I'm closed. Because I'm on the.
What number did you? What number did you? I called you on the 391 number.
Yeah. But
okay.
No, you ain't calling me. I called into the studio.
So I must be. You must be on. Be on.
You are live.
I don't know.
Well, you are live.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead on. Oh, excuse me. I'm doing a lot. Assalamu alaikum, everyone, and my deepest apologies. First of all, if I'm being heard, let me know that I'm being heard. And then you can push one and go back out, and that way, okay, alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I'm right now, alhamdulillah, Allah knows best. And before we got disconnected, we were into reading of the surah of the hypocrite, because tonight's program was, as you know, referencing the surah 63, the hypocrite. And we were reading, and I had special guest facilitator this evening. You all know Imam Hakeem Abdullah. And my apologies, Brother Imam, let me get your mic open here, because my apologies need to go to you very first, because as a guest, I just apologize. That's all I can do, because we were in our show.
Apologies. The film must go on. I would suggest you to pick up your reading, start from the beginning, inshallah, and continue with your program, inshallah.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly for your understanding and your patience, alhamdulillah. Okay, the surah we were speaking of, the hypocrites, is surah 63. And as we were saying, the believer is obligated to call out the hypocrite, even if it's against ourselves or our nearest relations. And we have begun to read from the surah. So we're going to go on and pick up from there, and then we'll pick up our discussion after that. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It's only 11 verses here. Alhamdulillah. When the hypocrite comes to you, they say, "We bear witness that you are indeed the messenger of Allah."
Allah knows that you are indeed his messenger, and Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are indeed liars. They have made their oaths a way to hide what they really are. And like this, they stop men from the path of Allah. Truly, their deeds are evil. That is because they had believed, and then they disbelieved. So a seal was set on their hearts. Therefore, they do not understand. And when you look at them, their bodies that they show please you. And when you listen to their words, they are like blocks of wood propped up, unable to stand by themselves. They think that every cry is against them. They are the enemies, so keep yourselves beware of them. May the curse of Allah be on them. How are they deluded away from the right path? And when it is said to them, come, the messenger of Allah will pray for your forgiveness from Allah to you, they turn aside their heads, and you could see them turning away their faces in arrogance. It is equal to them whether you pray for their forgiveness or pray not for their forgiveness. Allah will not forgive them. Truly, Allah guides who rebel and transgress. They are the ones who say, spend nothing on those who are with Allah's messenger until they may disperse and quit Medina. And to Allah belong the treasures of the heavens and the earth. But the hypocrites do not understand. They say, if we return to Medina, surely the more honorable element will expel from there the weaker. Honor belongs to Allah and to his messenger and to the believers. But the hypocrites do not know. O you who believe, let not your properties nor your children distract you from remembering Allah. If any act like this, the loss is their own. And spend something in charity out of the sustenance we have bestowed on you before death should come to any of you. And he should say, my Lord, why did you not give me relief for a little while? I should then have given largely in charity, and I should have been one of those who do good. And Allah grants relief to none when the appointed time for it has come. And Allah knows well of all that you do. Sadaqallah al-Azim, Allah the Tremendous has confirmed this truth. Ameen. So as I was saying earlier, and of course those words, they surely reminds us. And as I was saying earlier through the week, and what made this this surah come to mind to make it be the topic this week was that I actually saw from close relations, you know, where people can say, you know, they take advantage, they take a disadvantage of the kindness, you know, and they'll say, well, oh, I'm going to do so-and-so, and you know, and then you actually really make a contract to do so-and-so. And then they find themselves dodging the situation, dodging you, dodging the idea that they have, you know, completed a contract, have made a contract to do a thing, and that in that contract, the stipulations were made and understood that the stipulations in the contract needed to be met. And it was agreed and confirmed that, oh, no problem. We got this. And so then when it comes time to fulfill the contract, they running, you know, like, oh, you can't catch up with them because they're busy, you know. And so this is just what it speaks of in the words of that surah. So, Imam Hakeem, being the our special guest facilitator this evening, what say you on this topic, exploring topic?
Well, but it's you know, we try to relate to Quran and his verses for those of us who diligently study to try to understand what was taking place during the time of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those early believers, and then we try to transpose it and relate it to our personal lives and to what is going on today. With your permission, I like to take and just read two short ayats from two different sources concerning the hypocrites also, because Allah speaks to the hypocrites throughout the Quran in different sources through different ayats. So with your permission, I like to do that. And then I will try to render some sort of commentary, inshallah.
Oh, absolutely. Inshallah, we'd love to hear the commentary.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I'm not a scholar, but I've been around for a little bit. Alhamdulillah. First, I'd just like to read from Surah 2, Ayat 204. Bear with me just 1 second, please. Need some more light, you know. Eyes ain't what they used to
be. Go right in.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
Alhamdulillah.
Let me thank Allah for what we have.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Alhamdulillah. All the light in the shaitani regime, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. The Quran says in Surah 2, Ayah 204, that there's a type of man whose speech about this world's life may dazzle thee. And he calls God to witness about what is in his heart. Yet is he the most contentious of enemies. And that's Surah 2, Ayah 204. Now I'd like to read from Surah 9, Ayah 64. Just 1 second, please.
And repeat that surah when you come back.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll repeat it now. It's Surah 9. This one is Surah 9, Ayat 64. I had it marked, but I am here. Again, doesn't take long to find it. Alhamdulillah. All the blighted and shaitani regime, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The hypocrites are afraid lest a surah should be sent down about them, showing them what is really passing in their hearts. Say, mock ye, but verily Allah will bring to light all that ye should be, all that ye fear should be revealed. And that's once again is Surah 9, Ayat 64. And I direct the believers that are listening, fortunate enough to listen to the second half of the program, what is left of it, to pay much attention to those last few lines in that particular ayat. Okay? Allah will bring to light all that ye fear should be revealed. And now, in the time of the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, there were believers, Jews, and Christians, and those that were learned people that had the knowledge of aforetime that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the last and final seal of all the prophets. They knew what he was preaching was the truth. And yet they stood back idly and said nothing or did nothing, okay, and allowed him to be persecuted and the early believers the way that they were, even to the point that they were chased out of Medina, out of Mecca. And then when they arrived after the Hijra, okay, to this holy city of Medina, there were those that welcomed me, that knew the truth. They welcomed the prophet and the believers and shared with whatever they had, because Allah knew what was in their hearts. And then it just was overwhelmed all those that said that they believed out their mouth, you see. But then when they turned their backs, they said things in sport and jest, like this was just a joke, and surely it would pass them by. But all those people came to know and were brought low. What was revealed in their hearts, they either left Medina or either killed off. Allah called them to the grave. Simple and plain as that. And if you study in the Quran and the Hadith, it goes deeper into this. The commentary talks about exactly why and what happened to those people at that time. You see? So now, forward to today, what you were just talking about, people that make oaths, you know, and contracts, and don't honor them. And while I have Sister Latifah on the line listening, I haven't forgotten about my oath to her. I still have her album of 32 set CDs. I'm still waiting on her to text me her address so I can send it to her. You see, because I'm not going to have that over my head. You see, but we have people do the same thing, the same exact thing, the same exact thing. We have people who say they believe, okay, and they only profess it out their mouth. But when it's time to step up to the plate and do something, okay, to let their heart speak for them in their actions, they don't do it. They don't do it.
Yes, ma'am.
You see, that's why we still have today. And you must know that, and you already know I've returned back to my roots, working with Sister Khadija. We still have sisters running around here with children in tow that are in the street, no place to go. And your organization is right up there in the front of them trying to combat this. You see?
Yes, ma'am.
And we all know to be the truth. Is that not our sacred oath, according to the Quran, that we should protect our sisters? Huh? We should maintain and protect them and their children. Why don't we do it?
That's right.
Why don't we do
Right.
Do we think that the mere pittance that we put in the collection box for Sadaqa or whatever it might be on June or Friday, that's enough? Oh, no. Oh, no. Your heart's going to be questioned, you see, and it's going to speak for itself on Judgment Day. Now, I'm not judging, you see, but I've been in this deen for a long time. We all human beings, we all make mistakes. But at some point in time, if you say you're a believing Muslim, you see, not just a Muslim, because a Muslim is the only one who has taken their Shahada and professed what they perceive to be in their heart, okay, and that makes you a Muslim, but you haven't done anything yet. What stands between you and the hypocrite is what you do. You see? We act on our faith.
Ma'am.
We act on our faith. Our faith is what's in our heart, and we act on that. We don't stand idly by and say, oh, well, somebody else will take care of it. These are the hypocrites of today, but they existed back then. They just had mannerisms and carried on in a different way. You see?
That's right.
Now, this thing has been all over time, since the days of the prophet. Okay? And the righteous believers after him. And it's so profound now to the day where we don't know what's truth and what's false anymore, but we say we believe. And that's why when you read that one particular ayat, the only ayat in that particular series that you read, it said, O ye who believe. You see? Only said it once out of 13 ayat. O ye who believe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know,
do you believe? What do you believe? What do you believe this day and time in 2020? What do you believe about the state of Muslims, not only in this country, but in the world? Do you walk past a liquor store that's owned by your brother Muslim and his family and say nothing? Do you walk past a convenience store that maybe used to be a mom and pop shop owned by African American or Korean or whoever? But now they're selling crack pipes and pornography. What does that make us when we just idly walk on by, act like it doesn't bother us? These are just some things that this subject matter can include, and I hope that you'll come back with it again next week, because there's so much. Those ISUs you spoke about, they speak so much. And I encourage the believers to go back and read them and their commentary, and then go to your hadith and study the times of the people that this was directed at, and see if you don't see the exact same thing today. I'll stop right there.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly for that commentary, Brother Imam. And just as you were saying, it says here, it says, a hypocrite is the person who passes himself off as a believer.
Huh.
Like you were saying, just like you were saying. It says, although it says, although he does not truly have faith,
that's right,
or doesn't follow in, and he doesn't follow the commands of Allah in the Quran.
That's right.
That's the hypocrite. He is a forgery of faith. Wow, what a dreadful position I would say to be in.
Oh, most
because
definitely.
What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would call them in that state? Return them back in that state.
A lot of them been called. A lot of them been returned back in that state, trust me. And still more to come. And, you know, a person like me, that's what I fear the most, you see? I don't want to say anything or do anything
that's
going to come back my feet, my eyes, my ears, any part of my body have to speak out against. You see?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No. No, and if you're a believing Muslim, oh ye who believe, you don't want that either. So act on your faith. Act on your faith. Act on what's in your heart. You see? Because I read in 964, at the end, pay close. I'll read it again. Pay very close. Let me just read the last sentence in that particular ayah. But verily, Allah will bring to light all that ye fear. Ye mean you, that you fear should be revealed.
That's right. Yes, sir. Thank you so kindly, Brother Ben, because we're just stopping right there. As always, we have to take a pause for the calls and public service announcement. So you know that you are listening. We really appreciate you, Brother Ben, and that excellent commentary that you are. Bringing forth to us this evening. But as always, alhamdulillah, you are listening to Al-Islam in Focus here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Abida Hadi, and along here with me this evening is our special guest facilitator, Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah, and really, as they say, really laying it on the table, and we certainly do appreciate his enthusiasm into our discussion this evening on the hypocrite. And as always, we want to ask you, our dear listening audience, we're going to take a pause for the calls and listen to our special service, public service announcement. And very vital information. As always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back. Information. Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Al Mutminun Islamic Center in St. Louis welcomes you to our second annual Courtship, Marriage, and Family Life Conference. Themed Understanding the Significance of Courtship to Produce Healthy and Harmonious Marriage and Family Life. Join us March 20th, 21st, and 22nd, 2020 at the luxurious Hilton Airport Hotel. We have an educational and festive weekend planned for you, starting with Salatul Juma by our resident Imam Jihad Mukhtar, followed by a beautiful vow renewal ceremony. Then let's come together for games and family activities. Later, let's jam and strut for a culture night and fashion show. Saturday, take notes as Mark Shaheen facilitates insightful and informative workshops and presentations by various guests. Then singles can seek their mate and mingle at our singles social. We'll end the evening with an elegant award banquet honoring the sacred institution of marriage and a powerful keynote address by our guest speaker, Anissa Dewan. Sunday, we'll wrap up our weekend with a panel discussion in Tallinn. We will have continuous activities for our youth and encourage their presence. Hurry and take advantage of our early bird prices, which have been extended until February the 7th. To pre-register, visit 2020cmfl.eventbrite.com. Again, that's 2020cmfl.eventbrite.com. For more information, contact Rajia at 314-283-0417. Again, that's 314-283-0417. For information on how to become a vendor, contact Linda at 901-265-2756. Again, that's 901-265-2756. Inshallah, we'll see you in the loo.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. If you're here in the studio at 515-605-9891 or the 425-292-4253, and you want to make a comment or you have a question, please press 1 and we will bring you into the queue. And I do see that we do have a caller and we will get right to you. You can also listen to our 24-hour streaming at am360.org or to our podcast programming, 701-719-4197. You can also leave a listener comment online or make a comment online at info. That's info at cwsc.us. Or tweet us, of course, at cwshura. That's cwshuraa. If you're on Facebook, we ask that you give us a like. That's the thumbs up. Alhamdulillah. Also, visit am360.org's parent company, Community Wide Shura Conference, at cwsc.us. Yes, that's us. You can dial in and leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Either way you choose to listen and participate, we appreciate you kindly, and we certainly look forward to hearing from you. As earlier, we apologize for the disconnect, but we are back, and we do have our special guest facilitator with us here this evening in the studio, Imam Hakeem Abdullah. And we really appreciate you all coming back to check to make sure what was going down. And here we are, we're back together. So, alhamdulillah. As I was saying earlier, we do have a, before we go there, I want to just invite everyone to join us tomorrow. That's Sunday, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m., and that'll be joining Imam Nazim Pasha. In the first hour, he will have Al-Islam-based conversation. And the second hour would be financial literacy equals financial liberation. Also, starting at 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m., that would be Muslima Reality, and that is Kalima Abdul Shahid, and she will be starting at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Then, as we later in the evening, we have you return at 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m., and that will be with Karan Shakir, and that is The Power of Educating Our Own is the name of her program. And then we come back at 9 o'clock, well, after she's from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. And then picking up things at 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. would be our own Martha Nyla Abdullah. And she will be hosting the reading of a good book or towards a model community. Now, I'm not sure if she's going to be the one hosting tomorrow, because there are different hosts that step in and take a part in that very valuable program. But in any case, I know she's normally the one. That'll be 9 o'clock to 10 p.m., the reading of a good book or towards a model community. So starting tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock p.m., join Imam Nazim Pasha. Then from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, Kalima Abdul Shahid with Muslima Reality. And then from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, The Power of Educating Our Own with Quran Shakir. And from 9 o'clock to 10, again, would be Martha Nyla Abdullah. So towards the reading of a good book or towards a model community. So join us tomorrow, inshallah. I thought we better get that in there. And so what we're going to do right now is going to go here to our board here, which we do have a couple of callers. And we shall start out with 504-451. I believe this is our brother, Falal. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum, brother Abdul Hakim.
Praise
be to Allah. I'm doing great. Alhamdulillah. And I pray Allah that y'all are doing great. So praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. It's just something I like to read of Imam Muhammad commentary, and then I have a poem also I wrote. This is his book, After Difficulty, by Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. Guardians over us. We used to have guardians over us. They were decent human beings. People who had made themselves guardians to protect the ignorant people and to press for better conditions for the masses of suffering people. We don't have guardians like that anymore. They kind of taken over the management of our appetite for pleasure. We have very few, and their efforts are so small. So we pray that Allah and His mercy bless the guardians again, who will work in our world to protect the innocent and to remove the burden of ignorance from the suffering masses. And I think strongly that CWSC and America Muslim 360 is bringing it back. So praise be to Allah for that. It's something I wrote and I like to share.
Mm-hmm.
I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Allah is His prophet and messenger. Insight is a gift, no mothership. Imam Muhammad came giving the world a facelift. The rejecters of truth must lose. They were given the tools, their arrogant and inflated ego caused them to rebel or to inhale. We are referring to those in this state of mind. Are they able to read the sign? This is Allah's creation. They have put themselves in a bad situation. Their leaders lost the connection. Are we tuned into the essence of their conversation? Leave them alone. Maybe Allah will bless them to come home. Didn't Allah discard the earlier generation? Our Imam gave us the best admonition. Let's love and respect those who are still in this association.
Alhamdulillah. As always, our resident poet laureate, Brother Bilal, tell it like it is. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. We appreciate you so kindly, Brother Bilal. And you know, yes, sir. Go right ahead.
No, I mean, I'm thanking Allah for those in CWSC in America, Muslim 360. And all the workers, all the believers throughout the world. Alhamdulillah. That's what I wanted to say.
Alhamdulillah. All right, then. Assalamu alaikum. And I'm going to put you up back on the mute. But if you know you have anything else you want to share, Brother Bilal, I'll certainly open up your mic and return you. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly. Yes, sir. Brother Imam, did you have anything you want to put into that before I get here and begin to continue where I was reading off from?
Well, do we have any other callers? Because you always want to get the callers if you have somebody else in your queue.
There's no other callers in the queue.
Well, in respect to what he mentioned, Brother Bilal mentioned about Brother Ronald B. Shahi's book, and, you know, I can bear witness to that, you know, and those that are astute, you know, and when I say astute, okay, I don't mean to want people to think that, you know, we're up on some high pedestal or we understand things that other people don't, because the law tells us in the Quran, and I was talking to you about that prior to your program when we were having some discussion, that he gives us eyes to see and ears to hear. You see?
That's right.
Eyes to see and ears to hear. And if you use them for the purpose that was created, then he will reveal all those things that you need to know. And even if you become blind, he will reveal to those that listen those things that you need to know so that you can move out accordingly. Now, I want to point something out very quickly. You know, I went in my younger years, you know, and I thank Allah for our leader and teacher, Imam Waqfuddin Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him and grant him the paradise. And I mean that from the heart. But I remember something that he said. And he said on three different occasions that I went to see him, he said, I'm not going to stand up here and give you eloquent speech and quote a whole bunch of Quranic ayats. He said, I'm going to break it down and put it in words you can understand with the hope that you will go out and do what is practical. And that stuck with me. That stuck with me for it still sticks with me to this day. I only heard them say that three times. I know there are many people that have seen him many, many more times than me in person and speak. But he said those three things the exact same way on those three different occasions that I went to see him. And that's how I can repeat them word for word. So when I look at the Quran, when it says that there are men of eloquent speech, you see, that can Quran so elegantly bring a tear to your eye. You see? But does that mean they know and understand what they're saying? Does that mean that they're able to break it down to the people so that they can understand it? Thereby,
that's right,
learning us to stay away from all the things that harm us as a believing community. Because that's what our leader and teacher wanted us to do. And he reminded us also in some of those speeches that what we've been told and what we hear people say all the time, we are the best of communities. We were made in the best of molds. Allah left us to be vicegerent on this earth and on and on and on and on. But do we believe it in our hearts? Do we actually believe that in our hearts today? Well, look around. Look around. Like I said, when you walk down the street and you go past that store, don't just check the store that Muslim family is running and selling haram items out of. Check yourself. You see?
That's right.
Check yourself.
That's where it starts at. Yes, sir.
Because
as we open up, the believer is obligated to call out. See, that's a servant of Allah. You have to uphold the truth of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So, even if it's against your own self, if you're displaying hypocritical signs, then you need to check yourself. You know, say back in the way, say check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because when you're playing, when you're being hypocritical, you're playing with fire. And
Do you want to fit the mold? You know, hey, we're made in the best of molds. Do we want to be in the best of molds, or we just want to fit the mold, you know, and have people believe or perceive us as something that we are not? I don't think so.
That's right.
And so I'll say this, and then I'm going to turn it back to you. I don't believe in my 47 years in this deen, and especially after our leader and teacher has returned home to Allah, because he was blessed to be able to not only teach, but to preach. And I don't see that too much anymore, you know? And I think Brother Bilal listened to the other end. He knows what I'm saying. He was able to teach this deen and to preach this deen. And in the teaching of the deen, he delivered his wisdom. And in the preaching of the deen, he delivered its warnings. And I say that with passion. And I'll repeat it again. In the teaching of this deen, he delivered its wisdoms. And in his preaching of this deen, he delivered its warning. Wake up, everybody.
Alhamdulillah. That's absolutely the truth, too. In the hypocrite is the one who says he is a Muslim in the presence of Muslims. So we got a lot of people out here today that are faking it, you know. And as long as you don't ask, we ain't going to tell. And if you think I'm that because I look that way, then I'm going to let you think that way. But then there again, it's their actually... It's their actual presentation of themselves that shows them up. They think, like Allah saying in there, say their exterior pleases you. You look at their exterior, you're like, oh, they smart, intelligent. Oh, that's a Muslim man. That's a Muslim woman. Oh, displaying that they are. But that's only on the outside. It doesn't let it be known it's on the outside of the religion through his attitude. See, he thinking that because they're looking that way, they wrap to the nine. You know, they coop it down, you know, jalabias, all of these things. And so outside, they're displaying it, but on the inside, it's saying, so, and it says they always pray. They're saying they're presenting themselves as Muslim. And in some cases, they ain't even making their prayers to Allah. And they fast in the month of Ramadan. But the lack of the belief in these actions, they might do that, but they don't have no belief in it. They don't have no faith in it.
Let me tell you something, and I'm going to say this with the hopes that people will understand that are listening now and may go back and listen to this in the archives. If not the intent to put anyone down, if the intention is to wake you up, you see, and to let that light shine that Allah has put in your heart, let it come forth, you see, for others to see. That's what we need today. We don't need no pretenders. You see what I'm saying?
We don't
need no more pretenders.
Right.
We've had enough of them. And if you don't think that we're living in the last days and times, and so therefore you don't have no fear, and you want to continue living this way, after you've given all the instructions that any human being could possibly be given in the Quran, from Almighty God Allah, via his prophet, our beloved prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved leader and teacher, and others that fit that same mold. Okay? You don't think we're living in the last day and time? Then continue to live the way you are. Okay? Don't speak out against aggression and oppression. Don't speak a word to the right as you are instructed to do. Don't take care of your fellow Muslim. Don't protect your sisters and their children and the orphans. Don't do all of these things that Allah has not asked you to do, but commanded you to do. See, people take it as an instruction. I hear people say it all the time, Allah has instructed us. No, with no instruction, it's a commandment. You must do this. Okay?
As believers.
On the day of Yama Kiyama, and that's the day of judgment, your hands, your mouth, your ears, your eyes, your feet will all speak out against you. All right? Remember that.
That's right.
You heard that from Imam Abdul Hakim.
But you did hear from me first. You've been hearing that for a long time. You just ain't been listening.
That's right.
Alhamdulillah.
That's right. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. The hypocrites are always confused, always planning deceit in hopes no one will find him out.
That's right.
You say that's what's in the topic of the beginning this evening. They try to hide under the guise of the relationships, whatever the relationship could be. It could be a business, family, or a marriage. But they say, well, we in this type of relationship, so they ain't gonna suspect that I'm really, you know, not believing, you know, because they gonna be believing in the fact that we got something going on. Whether it's business, whether it's family, or whether it's a marriage, you know.
You heard people, you heard Brother Bilal talk about, you know, about a lot of people giving over to pleasure now. You know, what we can gain in this world instead of what you can gain in the hereafter. You see, and so we have to be careful. We have to be careful, very, very careful. Okay, for those that we take. Because they say they're believers, that we take them from friends. We've been warned against that too. You know?
That's right.
You just got to be careful. But we got to improve. We really do. We got to improve. And my last words is that, you know, we have been forewarned, okay, about the state of the human being. And I'll say again, all you have to do is look around. We're living in the last days and times. And the only thing that matters is how you want to live your life until you return home. That's all that matters.
That's right.
And if you are a believer, if you are a believing man and woman, I say again, a believing man or woman, not just a Muslim, but a believing man or woman, you see? Mumin versus Munafikun, you see? That's the decision that needs to be made. And we got to do it quickly. We got to do it quickly because we can change the world. We can change the world. We really can. But we got to do it.
That's right.
Got to do it together, inshallah. I thank you, sister, for having me on tonight. And let me give my 2 cents worth. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. We certainly do appreciate you and appreciate the 2 cents that you're giving. Alhamdulillah. If that's, you say 2 cents, but it's more than that. No, know that.
Inshallah.
Hypocrites are mischief makers. Allah has made the believers peace-loving and faithful to this religion. The people known as hypocrites has been described as the most dangerous enemy in Islam and to Muslims. They're an enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he despises the hypocrite. One should never want to be despised, not by Allah, despised by anyone but Allah. Oh, my goodness. He said, that's right. They are the ones that create chaos and mischief.
That's right.
Through their hypocritical nature. They make an outward display of Islam while inwardly they conceal disbelief. They get there, so it's for a show. It's all for a show. You know, am I looking good to you? Am I looking like what you think that I am? That's the shaitan itself.
Am I saying what you want me to say or want to hear me say?
Exactly. I was getting to that. That's what they do. They say what they think you want to hear. And if you say, and they say these beautiful words, as Allah said in the Quran, these flowery words. And then you'd be like, they are truly a good Muslim. But you don't know, and Allah do know.
That's right.
What is hell within.
That's right.
And so that's yes, sir. That's why it's so important that we stay trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will open it up. He says the shaitan is a avowed enemy, and the hypocrite is a part of the Shaitan's group.
That's right.
Because they want to pass themselves off as believers, but on the inside, ain't no faith, no way about nothing.
That's right.
They don't even follow the commands of Allah in the Quran. They don't even follow that. And the hypocrite.
If we had more time, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Use my example all the time, but maybe the next time, if you continue this, you know, I will give an example of something that I did in my own life, and maybe people can relate to that. You know, who knows? Inshallah. But I like to try anyway, but not tonight because we don't have enough time.
Yes, sir. That's right. You know, Imam Hakeem, if your schedule would permit, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but if your schedule would permit, I would like for us to continue with the subject next week, because with all of the cutoff and things, it brought in a lot of confusion, and so I would just...
Yes, ma'am.
You know, so, but
well,
inshallah...
I always talk with you Tuesday and Wednesday, and I will let you know what my schedule is come Saturday. Right now, I don't have any engagements on my calendar. I just got back home, from with Khadija. And please make dua for that sister, man. If you only knew.
Yes, sir.
If people only knew,
sir,
how Allah is working through this one sister is able to accomplish so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir.
So, I had a good time with her. I'm going to be spending more time with her. Matter of fact, this month, inshallah, if Allah wills it, I plan to spend the whole month of Ramadan with her and her charitable cause. So, but I would love to join you next Saturday.
Yes, sir. Inshallah, we will definitely touch bases, and inshallah, we can make that happen. And this evening's program, I would like to just leave this subject on the hypocrite that we will continue, inshallah, next week. And But the hypocrite has to face severe consequences in this world and the hereafter. It's not all done and said when he gets through here. So, inshallah, we're going to play our final PSA, and then we will return and close our program after these public service announcements. You are listening to Alice Mom in Focus here on AM 360. The number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Preeta Hadi, and we are blessed to have our special guest facilitator, Imam Abdul Hakeem Abdullah, this evening. And inshallah, we are going to take a pause for the calls for our final public service announcement and very important information. Our dear listening audience, so please stick and stay, do not go away. And inshallah, we shall return. Right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Dr. Askia Muhammad. And I want to talk to you about something that strikes at the very core of our family and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion, or socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses, and that helped us to see an even deeper and systematic long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, and to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your imam and other counselors. Hold workshops in your community. Invite experts to learn more, and talk about it in individual conversation. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our society. And that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their worth, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back, and we are so at the end of the program. My apologies to everyone. We did have another caller, so they must realize that we were out of time. We appreciate you kindly, callers, and please join us next week for continuation of the topic of the hypocrite. Imam Hakeem, again, thank you so kindly for being here with us this evening, and inshallah,
yes,
we'll see you next week. Yes, sir. And to everyone, alhamdulillah. And to everyone, we begin the program with hugs and love and good greetings, and we also leave you with the hugs and love and good greeting, and inshallah, a blessed Jumu'ah coming up, inshallah. So I want to leave you with the greetings of peace. As-salamu alaykum. And as much of the
1, 2, 3, 4. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.